Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The Pasuk says in this week's Parasha Shemot that the Jewish people cried out to Hashem due to the hard labor they were experiencing in Mitzrayim. Hashem heard them and came to save them. People cry out to Hashem for different reasons. Some cry out from pain, some cry out in need, and some cry tears of joy in gratitude for all that Hashem does for them. The main thing is that we're crying to Him, we're talking to Him, we have a relationship with Him. People who are studying Emunah have told me that their entire thinking process has changed because of what they have learned about Hashem. Their initial reaction has become to turn directly to Hashem whenever they need anything. They have learned how much Hashem adores hearing from them. They have learned how much Hashem cares about them, and they take so much comfort in the knowledge that He is always there for them. We don't have to wait for big issues to talk to Hashem. We should turn to Him for all of our needs, as small as they may seem. A woman told me that her large second freezer that was given to her as a gift secondhand stopped working right in the middle of Sukkot this past year. She discovered it before her food defrosted and stuffed as much as she could into her regular freezer. Eventually, a repairman came and told her, "The freezer is broken and beyond repair. Forget about it." The woman felt terrible because she used that freezer so much and couldn't afford another one. As the days went on, she realized how much she depended on that freezer and really had to figure out a way to get another one. Then she said, "It was very uncharacteristic of me, but since I started learning Emunah, I worked up the courage, and I said right there in my kitchen in a loud voice, 'Hashem, please send me a freezer. I really need one. Thank you.'" That night, she was putting away the leftovers from dinner and couldn't fit it in her regular freezer. She decided for some reason to go and check the broken freezer. She opened it up, and to her surprise, it was cold. The freezer pops inside were frozen solid. She was shocked. It had been broken definitely for at least a week, and the repairman told her it was irreparable. It has now been over 2 months, and the freezer is working as well as ever. Hashem loves when we talk to Him. He wants us to ask Him for help with all of our needs, even for a freezer. The answer is not always the answer we want, but if it is good for us to have what we're asking for, the results will come from prayer. Another woman who helps raise money for clothing for needy children for the holidays told me that she was called, that Baruch Hashem, this past Sukkot, she was able to provide for almost 200 children. A week before the holiday, she was called with a few more requests to help 12 more children. She told them, "It's a week before the holiday. I already called everyone I know, and I wouldn't feel proper, even if I did know other people, to bother them so close to Yom Tov." After she hung up with those people, she felt bad to turn anybody away. Because of the Emunah that she recently learned, she decided to turn to Hashem right there. She said, "Hashem, please, I want to help these people. I just can't ask anybody else for money. I did all of my hishtadlut to help as many people as I could. Please, can you take care of these last requests?" The very next morning, someone called her out of the blue, asking if they could still donate to the clothing fund. The person on the phone offered exactly the amount of money necessary to clothe 12 more children. Hashem loves hearing from us, whether we see immediate results or not. Each time we speak to Him, we're building our relationship and connecting to Him. Shabbat Shalom.